Cities like Minneapolis, Portland, and Boston are struggling to contain soaring home prices, a problem that has also been a longstanding concern in Burlington. There's a lot of demand in Vermont's largest city, and the prices are high. The median listing price is nearly $400,000, and in some neighborhoods, it's more than $500,000, according to Realtor.com. City officials see a lack of housing stock as driving unaffordability, and they believe easing development regulations could help. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has that story.
When Alfonso Villegas graduated from Vermont Law School in 2017, he started looking for a place in Burlington. His wife Lillian was about to start school at the University of Vermont.
We wanted to be close to UVM because we figured we only had one car. We want to be someplace where, depending on whatever situation we get, someone can either walk to work or walk to school. And I figured, well, if Burlington is a larger city, maybe there's a larger stock for housing.
What he found was a competitive and expensive market. The median listing price for a home in Burlington is about $100,000 higher than the state average.
I looked for an extended period of time, and I just couldn't find anything.
Eventually, Villegas and his wife found a place, but not in Burlington. They had to settle for their second-choice community, South Burlington. And even then, they couldn't afford it alone. They had to take on a roommate to make it work. Villegas says he knows he's lucky. He makes about $55,000 a year as a deputy state's attorney in Washington County. But still, he's frustrated by the lack of options.
As a young married couple, ideally we would like to just have our own place, but that's just not in the cards, at least in this area.
Villegas' struggle to find housing in Burlington is not unique. It's a city where there's a high demand but a shortage of places to live. Over the last 16 years, an average of only 63 residential units were built each year. Meanwhile, housing prices have skyrocketed. In 2000, the median home value in Burlington was about $131,000, according to the census. Today, prices are triple that. Burlington's housing crunch is not an anomaly within Chittenden County. But Charlie Baker, executive director of the Regional Planning Commission, says Burlington's housing production has been low.
If Burlington wants to maintain their proportion of population of the county, so they're about 25% of the population, then they should be producing about 25% of the housing units. They're probably producing half of that.
Developers say Burlington is not an easy place to build in. Eric Hoekstra is managing partner at Redstone, a local real estate company. Hoekstra says hurdles include a complex permitting process and restrictions on prime real estate, like along Pine Street in the trendy South End.
You know, some of the best developable land is down in that corridor, but for a variety of reasons, the community has said we want that to remain a commercial corridor and not a residential corridor. So then you start to look at other places. A lot of the city is zoned low-density residential, where it's very difficult to build anything more than a duplex.
Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger says to increase housing production, the city needs to ease certain regulations, like reducing parking requirements. Currently, the city mandates a certain number of parking spaces per unit of housing, and that means larger multi-unit developments might include less housing in order to fit all the required parking. Weinberger also thinks the city needs denser development in areas like Pine Street.
We shied away from this conversation several years ago, but I think coming back potentially to looking at some kind of innovation district in the South End, a piece, not the whole thing, but a piece of the enterprise zone that currently doesn't allow any housing in it, I think we may want to revisit part of that conversation.
Beyond the regulations and lack of land, development projects often draw local opposition, which some say has hindered growth. Weinberger, who was a developer before being mayor, says minor concerns like the size of shadows cast by buildings have been given too much weight.
We are going to need to get comfortable with seeing housing. We're going to need to see taller buildings along the transportation corridors than we have often seen here in Burlington and Chittenden County in the past.
Villegas, who struggled to find an apartment in Burlington, agrees with that sentiment.
I think sometimes people get a little too protective over something that's old because it might change the character of the community a little bit. And it becomes short-sighted because they want to press pause on an old era, and the result is that they're not thinking about younger generations. They're not thinking about future growth or sustainability.
There are signs that a recent uptick in housing production has helped alleviate some market pressure in Burlington. Apartment vacancy rates, once around 0.7%, are now closer to 1.5%. That's still lower than what's considered healthy, but city officials like Weinberger say it's a sign that boosting supply is making a difference. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.